It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. We got myself Joe Pesh. Got Liv the Web Girl sipping on a protein shake. Or that's some kind of dark rum. I can't tell what she's got.
No, it's like a protein thing. I don't know. It's something with this stupid detox I'm doing.
We got producer Porkchop, who looks like he's detoxing off drugs. He's sweating so much this morning.
He's still getting over a sickness. I think it's like the germs just sweating out of you.
Ugh. All over our computers. Thank you. They already have viruses from the hackers. Now they got whatever flu you're working with. And our technical producer in Houston, Lenny Bree, he's probably busy right now taking a selfie or something with his shirt off. But he does so well at
that. Hey, early bird gets a worm. That's what exactly. He says about his early morning selfies.
I was going to say, that's what he tells the girls. Like, you want the worm? Come get it. You can follow us and see all of our section. As a matter of fact, follow the show, Radio Now AM Show. And you can find me, Liv, Porkchop, and Lenny on there, too, if you want to follow us individually as well. Okay, Liv, you saw this online, and I thought it was kind of interesting. I thought maybe people can call in and give us their a little dumb rule, 833-563-2539. Explain what this dumb rule is.
So it's like a dumb rule that would make the world a better place. And we're not talking about ending hunger or any of those serious
actual things that would help the world.
Big issues. We're just talking about little things that might make it, you know, a little bit better, which I think that this is so important.
Okay.
I think that everyone should work in the restaurant industry at least once. So they're not jerks. Because if you work in the restaurant, working in the restaurant industry, I did it for the very first time when I was like 21 mm-hmm. or 22 or something. And it is the most humbling experience in the entire world. Getting gypped on a tip is the most frustrating thing in the entire world. It makes you just want to be the best person ever. Because, like, you feel bad for anyone else who's gotten gypped on a tip or who has been disrespected in their place of work. Like, I just think it's the most humbling experience ever. And I think that it would be such a better world if everyone worked in the restaurant industry at least one time.
That's a good one. 833-563-2539. Now, this one just came to me. I had something written down. I'm like, you know what? This might be the best dumb rule that we should implement to make it a better place here in this world. And you can let us know what you've got. But I was thinking about this. Obviously, you don't want to have cameras in bathrooms for privacy. Mm-hmm. But if they could somehow have a sensor on your hands, and if you don't wash your hands and really wash them with soap, mm-hmm. there should be like a camera that takes your photo when you walk out of the bathroom. And it puts it up on a giant screen inside the bar or the restaurant or the establishment
yes.
they're in. It's like, this person has pee or poop on their hands and didn't wash it.
Yes, I absolutely agree. That is absolutely genius.
You should have like a big, like, I don't know, like maybe a hype horn, like, hey.
That person didn't wash their hands.
This is MCPP Pants over here. We got a situation.
I've got one.
What do you okay. got, Porkchop?
So I've lived in a couple different cities around the U.S., and it seems, and some cities have some traffic lights that are censored. So I feel like every single traffic light should have a sensor, because when it's 4 a.m. and I'm on my way into work, mm-hmm. I hate just sitting at a traffic light when no one else is around.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
And imagine if it could just turn green every time right when you pull up.
Yeah. You could right. just run it, but no, I get what you mean.
All right, 833-563-2539. I got a couple other ones uh-huh. here, and we will take your calls if you want to join in here. What about this? I am terrible at grammar, and you really can't tell how bad I am because I'm talking. You don't know.
No, you can tell when you're talking.
I don't think you can.
Joe, I promise you, I love you dearly. You can. It's very highlighted when you're talking.
Okay, I'm gonna agree to disagree with you, because you can't tell if I'm using the wrong to or there or
okay,
your.
Okay, that's true. But yeah, your grammar just still isn't great.
Okay, well, thanks for the support this morning.
No
I really appreciate it. But I think anything that posts out there, especially with Twitter, because correct me if I'm wrong, but you can't modify, you can't edit a tweet, right?
You cannot edit a tweet. I've had a bomb tweet that mm-hmm. I typed out. I thought of, I knew it was going to get a bunch of likes, and then I tweeted it out, and the only thing people can focus on is that I used the wrong form of your.
Yep, see, and it loses everything, and then people yep. act like they're so superior. You know what's weird, too? I, like, 9 times out of 10, when I type something up, and I wish I could edit things on Twitter, that would be my dumb rule, and make sure it actually is edited, like, approved by somebody, is that I can notice Liv if she uses the wrong your, and I'm like, oh, gosh, she's so stupid. But then when I tweet it out or type it up, I'm like, oh, it looks fine to me. Like, I don't catch my own mistake.
Sometimes you're just doing it so quickly that you forget. I have another one. Well, I actually have two.
All right, let's hear them.
Okay, my first one is a car horn that should be in every car that makes like an ooh, like I'm sorry,
oops
sound. Yeah, like an oops, like when you honk.
Oops.
Or
okay.
When you accidentally cut someone off. Because as someone who is not a good driver and who is constantly making mistakes, not on purpose, I wish I could do that just so I wouldn't get like the finger held up at me or so I wouldn't get yelled at. So I could be like, I'm sorry, like I didn't mean it. And then I also have another one. If you're vegan, it should be illegal to talk about it to any other person who isn't a vegan.
Ooh, I got a good one, and this one applies to you, Liv.
Oh, no.
If you have a gluten allergy, nobody cares, first of all, but you can't tell us about it or that you have really bad gas that day. It's just a rule because it makes the world a better place.
I can't tell you guys that I have bad gas. What are you saying?
Well, I mean, honestly, you don't have to tell us that you have bad gas. We can kind of tell
Shut
when you do.
You're lying.
No. Pork Chop could back me up on that one. All right, I got a final one here, and you can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, if you have a dumb rule that you think would actually be implemented and could make the world a better place. And for me, here is my rule. It is simply this. If you're driving in a vehicle, your vehicle will not move lanes unless you put on a turn signal. I cannot stand people that never signal, whether you're in front of me or whether you're approaching me. I sit there, I'm trying to be patient, I'm trying to be a good guy, I'm trying to tone down that road rage I suffer from right there, and you just turn. You do not, because I can't tell if you're just a slow driver. I assume you're just old if that's the case. And if you're lost, then just keep your turn signal on so I know you're going to turn.
Yeah, I would like that rule just because I always forget to turn it on and then people get really mad. This would remind me to turn it on. So I think that's an actually very good rule.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got some understanding here. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.